intro.
Back, this is Deanna, and our guest is Dave Gaharry, and we're talking about Sandy Hook, and I'm reading the hate mail, and I don't believe it. I think that this is inappropriate. I did chuckle at one of them that said, P.S. my dog hates you. How would they hate my dog hates you? This is inappropriate on both sides. I really don't think that it's appropriate to wish anybody all the things that were heaped upon you, and the government has lied about a number of things, and certainly it was their premise in the beginning of the book, and they did. Mr. Palachuk said he listed all these things that the government had lied about. But it was very interesting when I was reading the intro to the book. He was comparing, for instance, he compared the Boston Marathon with Sandy Hook. And if you're going to make a comparison, you should compare it to another school shooting, not to something that has nothing whatsoever to do with a school shooting. And there's another thing I found very interesting in the book. It's a disclaimer. So they had some doubts to begin with. It says disclaimer and reader agreement, which I'd never seen at the beginning of any book before. And it says, under no circumstances will a publisher, Moonrock Books, or author be liable to any person or business entity for any direct, indirect, special, incidental, consequential, or other damages based on any use of this book or any other source to which it refers, including, without limitation, any lost profits, business interruption, or loss of programs or information. And the reader agreement for accessing this book is, by reading this book, you, the reader, consent to bear sole responsibility for your own decisions to use or read any of this book's material. Moonrock Books and the authors shall not be liable for any damages or costs of any type arising out of the action taken by you or others based upon reliance or any materials in this book. So they're aware of the implications that might occur as a result of them publishing or compiling, because as I mentioned, this is not their work. It is a compilation of people who have not even used their correct name in one particular case, maybe in a couple of different cases. And as I said, I have gone through this book with a figurative comb and disproven pretty much everything. I've also contacted one of the authors, quote unquote, and asked some specific questions, which he refused to answer. And they talk about the Social Security Death Index, and it's just, they talk about the FBI report, and they refer to the wrong report, because the Newtown Police Department did not handle the case, the investigation. It was turned over to the state, and the FBI, the state reported to the FBI, and so when it says in the FBI report regarding Newtown, it shows a different set of, it shows different figures. But if you go to the state, then you have the right figures. So they have twisted and turned and used all of these circumstances. And it's just excuse me, it's just really a pile of garbage. And the FEMA manual, believe me, they are not going to conduct a FEMA drill at an elementary school. Really, would you give your permission to school authorities or to the people who do these drills? Would you expose your child, your kindergartner, to a drill where somebody comes in and pretends to shoot you? My goodness, it just takes simple thinking. And some people have said, oh gosh, you know, they talk about the LIBOR and all this other stuff. And Mr. Palachek says, well, then let us begin at the beginning. This is where it starts and ends, right here. If Lenny Posner is right, then I am wrong. If his son Noah was murdered by Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook School on December 14th, 2012, then this book is a bust. Worse than that, much worse. But I do not think that is the case. We are saying that Sandy Hook did not happen, as we have been told. We also think the Boston Marathon bombing did not happen, as we have been told. Well, they're two separate events. If you're going to compare apples, you need to compare it to another apple, not to something else that has absolutely no relationship to such an event. And the idea that somebody went in and set up this home, the idea that the school was supposedly vacated in 2008, and yet there's evidence the school simply changed their access to the website. They changed their IP address so that when you went to the address, then it showed a lack of activity. Well, if you go to James Fetzer's IP address, you will find that there was no activity during certain parts. That doesn't mean that the school was closed down. It simply means that there was a website change. Then you also have Hal Big wanting information about. He says, "Look, we know that they did Veterans Day, that they celebrated Veterans Day for 2011." And we have the pictures from that day. We want to see the pictures from 2012. Well, you have contradictory statements from the people. Hal Big is saying, yeah, the school was open. And then you have people say, well, gosh, Adam Lanza was a figment of somebody's imagination. And then in another part of the book, you have somebody saying, oh, but the Social Security Death Index says that he died on the 13th. So either he was or he wasn't a figment, but there's so much contradiction within the book. It is a pile of garbage.
Yeah, and you researched it, and you have the, you know, the right to say that, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and there's, as I said before, there's nothing wrong with the people who actually believe it or who want to believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if that's what they want to believe, hey,
yeah,
have at it.
Yeah.
Believe whatever you like.
Exactly. But when it enters the realm of
children dying, then that puts a different cast on the whole thing.
Well, the defamation, you know, that
the defamation,
and
absolutely.
This was a successful prosecution of a defamation claim, and I think it's very significant that it happened.
We do have some callers.
Sure.
Let's take Robert in Reno. Robert, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Earlier, Deanna, you said something about the people in who got their houses for $10, I think.
Yes. They didn't. Okay. It's just an accounting thing where they reassess. They don't actually reassess. It's an accounting thing. that many states use, including the state of Florida. If you were to use that, say, well, all of these people in Newtown got their houses for nothing, so they were being paid off to participate in this hoax, quote unquote. Well, it states in the records of Mr. Halbig that he paid $10 for his. It also states in James Tracy's that he paid $10. So are they participants also? It's an accounting gimmick that they use.
So the house didn't literally cost $10. It's just
of course not.
For accounting purposes, what you're saying.
There are mortgage payments. I've seen the mortgage payments that the families have paid. They were available online until a certain point. A lot of these things are available online if somebody has the time and the devotion to look. You're just grabbing something out of thin air and saying, well, everybody got a free house, but hey, they still have a mortgage they have to pay. Okay? So it's an accounting gimmick.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. All right. That was my question. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Good show, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Really good show.
Thank you. All righty, let's take Pat in Georgia. Pat?
And Shannon here. How are you?
I'm very well. And you?
Good. Yeah. Dave and I go way back on this case. I was there in Newtown myself snooping around in June of 13, 6 months after the fact, and I was amazed at the closed-mouthedness of everybody in town. I couldn't learn anything from the 2 days I spent there. But my questions of you and Dave would be back to some of the basics. How do you account for the fact that on the internet there were pleas for fundraising for the victims of Sandy Hook 2 or 3 days before the 14th?
Okay, those are existing websites, and when you can reuse a URL and change the application, change, for instance, I have a few websites, and I can change the use of those websites, and that is what happened.
Okay. All right.
It has nothing whatsoever to do with somebody saying, "Oh, we're planning this big hoax, and we need to put up these fundraising pages." And I've covered that in my book.
All right. Another discrepancy for me way back was the Social Security death certificate. Somebody reported that
on the 13th.
Yeah, he died in New Hampshire on the 13th.
Okay, well, that I understand was a mistake. That was a mistake. People make mistakes, particularly in databases. When you're filling out a database, then you can make a mistake. That was corrected. It was pointed out by the people that did the funeral or prepared the body, because Adam Lanza was not buried there. He was taken elsewhere. To be taken care of. That was a mistake. That was corrected the next day.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I know better. I checked it, and I didn't learn about it until maybe the end of the year or early January, and I have a friend that I grew up with who retired from Social Security, and I got him on the phone in January, and I said, would you check something out for me? He says, well, yeah, I got some people back in the office that can do it. So he didn't know who the heck Adam Lanza was, and I didn't disclose it. I just said, can you tell me if this is, says the death certificate is on file? And this is probably a month later, maybe the end of January. And he called me back the next day to confirm that indeed it said exactly what I told him it said, that he had died in New Hampshire on December 13th. So I know it's been fixed now. But
well, the death certificate... if it said that he was born in New Hampshire, and his death certificate, you can find it. I looked at it, and I reference it in my book, and it is accurate.
Certainly is so, now. What about all the actors we've seen since, you know, on the YouTube? How do you account for the FBI agent who is also an actor, a professional actor?
That has also been disproven. The gentleman that they say was an actor, it looks totally different than the actual FBI agent that they are saying that he is supposed to be. Right. Two different people.
Well, he doesn't look different to me. He looked like twins to me.
There have been corrections that you actually have to look at the objective and look at both sides and not just accept what you've been told in a YouTube video that has no citations whatsoever.
Tell me again, because I missed it in between. When you were talking about what you accepted, that the fact that the school was not closed, the school was open. How did you decide that the school was not closed since 09?
Because it was open. There were children attending. You can look at all the communications of the school. There was a newsletter that went out all that time. Don't you think that if the school was closed, that the people in the community would have recognized that the school was closed? Just because you say that a school was closed because they could no longer, because the records or the URL that goes to the, so the only evidence they have is that the URL was changed for the school. The school changed their URL. And so they're saying, well, see, the school was closed because they show no internet activity. That doesn't mean the school's closed. And Fetzer should know this because his daughter is an IT expert. He should know better than to use something like that or to accept something like that.
Well, on the other hand, even
Halbig said when he was trying to collect money, he said, look, we know we have pictures, and there are pictures. There are pictures on Facebook. There are Twitter messages from the principal of the school. There are pictures of dances taken during the time that the school was supposedly closed. Just because somebody says that the school was closed doesn't mean it was closed. Even Halbig said, we have pictures of Veterans Day, the celebration of Veterans Day for 2011. We want to see Veterans Day when it was celebrated in 2012. So you have
how do you account for the flashing marquee saying everybody must sign in? And
well, when you have all of these reporters arriving at a small town, do you think they're just going to let all these people traipse in without accounting for everybody, for accounting for the reporters? Of course.
The animal signs are up much too early for that to be.
I don't prove it. Where's your proof?
Well,
give me some proof that they were up.
But you know, you don't have a whole lot of proof of your assumptions here either. So, but I'll let the principal get back on and talk about it later. I'd like to read your book.
Have you read my book? Okay. I guess we are not going to agree. If you only look at one side, then you are not going to be in agreement unless you can be objective and say, hey, gosh, maybe I was wrong. Let me take a look at the other side. Let me take a look at the 78,000 pages that were compiled. Let me take a look at the photographs, the audios. Let me take a look at the evidence that was compiled during that year. And then let me make a decision.
Yeah.
Don't let me go along with the consensus thing. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Dave Gaheri, and we're talking about Sandy Hook, which I've actually not thought a lot about until just recently. When I write something, I don't commit everything to memory. When I write something down, I don't have to commit everything to memory. And there was cover up, but it wasn't in the right place. It was there was a lot of cover up following the event. There was a lot more screening. The commission that they got together was top heavy with psychiatrists and people who wanted to have more screening, more control. And so it's I did a lot of study. And if you want to understand what happened, you want to understand the things, I've done thousands of pages of work on this. I'm not going to remember every single solitary thing that I've written. Okay, let's take another caller. Let's take John in Little Rock. John?
Are we on?
Hello, John.
Yes, are we on? Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure are.
Look, I I've got two quick points here, okay? One is about Jim Fetzer, and the other one is about the abuse of our service women. All right, point number one. Okay, enough about Jim Fetzer, all right? I warned him on the Rick Adams show last year and, of course, this month about that website where he put up all his videos called 153news.net. Now, this is it was a kind of an alternative to YouTube where you can post your videos uncensored as long as they had no sexual content in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With me so far? Guess what happened?
Yes.
I never went to a website where the website administrator is... Yo.
Is what?
I put up a video... I said I never went to a website, a video sharing site, kind of like YouTube, where the videos... I mean, the website administrator was more popular than the video that people upload.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, when I first signed on to that website, his term of service was only two paragraphs. It said, quote, do not upload pornography or child pornography. And, let me see, what else? Well, it'll come to me later. But anyway, it was only two paragraphs to the term of service. I said, okay, let me put up some videos about my congressman and bash him from here to Sunday. Some people got to complaining, and he jumps in and removed all of my stuff, and I can't log in. So I had a little running battle with him by email. I said, you diss him, blah, blah, you diss him, and you're a hypocrite, blah, blah. Now, Jim Fetzer come on the Rick Adams show, talking about, well, you shouldn't have been talking about him like that, blah, blah. I said, Jim, I said, you need to back up your stuff now, okay? I said, he got down there, he don't censor people, but yet he took down my entire stuff. Rick Adams, I had him on a couple weeks ago. And once again, me and Jim Fetzer get into it about Jason Boss, the website administrator. Guess what happened? He tried to take on the Australian government, and the Australian government shut him down. Jim Fetzer lost all of his stuff, everything he uploaded, in a so-called censorship-free website. The whole site gone.
Okay.
I warned him. I warned him on the Rick Adams show. You can look it up yourself, Deanna. People got to be aware of these false prophets. Okay, the second point I want to make. How come you don't want to cover PLC Lavina Johnson? That's worthy of 3 hours.
I have no idea who she is.
She is a young American black woman that was brutally raped, murdered, shot in the head, and set on fire. And forgive me for what I'm going to say next. Her vagina was cut out.
Well, I guess...
In Iraq.
I have not... I only have 1 3-hour program per week. And I'm not going to cover everything that everyone wants me to cover. And certainly that was a horrific crime. And there's been a lot of... There's a lot of crime in war-torn countries. A lot of that crime is committed by the invaders. Now, I'm totally anti-war, and certainly this is a terrible, terrible thing. And many of the service women, or the women in the military, who go to these countries thinking that they're doing something wonderful for their country. Have to be very, very careful because their own fellow service, I hate to even say service, their own, the people that they are serving, the people they are with are the very same people that are sometimes raping them to the point that many of these women do not leave their quarters at night to go to the restroom for fear of being raped by somebody they are supposed to be friends with, serving with. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
All right, we are back. Our guest today is Dave Gehary, and we are talking about Sandy Hook, and there are there's mountains of evidence that it happened, and there's mountains of evidence about a cover-up. I'm not saying that they did not cover things up. The cover-up occurred after the fact. The cover-up was during the commission that was held, when most of the people were from the drug industry. And this is not about gun control. They said that, oh, they did this so that they could enforce gun control, so they could seize our guns. Well, after this occurred, I've always been a gun owner. I've always been around guns. I was raised in California, Nevada, and in those two states. And gosh, everybody had guns in their house. It was just my dad had guns. My uncles had guns. I went skeet shooting as a child. I was used to being around guns. And following Sandy Hook, I hadn't had a gun for a while. And I decided, well, I think I'm going to go and get myself a gun, which I did. And I went to a very popular big store and purchased a gun. I had to, you know, fill out the paperwork and whatnot, and had to wait the 3 days. And then I decided I'd take a class. So I took a NRA class at the local gun store, not the same store that I bought the purchased the gun at, but it was one that for personal protection. It was how to have a safe place in my home should somebody break into my home. And it was an all-day class, started at 8 in the morning and ended probably at 6 o'clock. We had a lawyer presentation. We had a lot of practice shooting. It was a great class. And I have a certificate. And then, since I'd used all my ammunition during this that day, I went back to the same store, and I thought, well, I'll go early, but not because, you know, I anticipated anything, but because I had other things to do that day. And this was probably in, March, April of, let's see, I took the class. I have the certificate on my wall. I took the class in April, April 20th, 2013. So I went back in May to purchase some more bullets so I would have a supply. And I arrived at 8:30. Store opened at 9. There was a line of about 100 people standing in line to get into that store. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. They opened the door, and it was a mad rush into that store. I hurried and ran upstairs, and I wasn't able to get all the ammunition that I needed. Every gun in that cabinet that was full when I purchased a gun, probably in January of 2013, all the guns were gone. They had all been sold. So an event like this does not do anything to seize guns. It makes people think, my gosh, I'm not even safe in a public place. I'm not safe in a gun-free zone. You go into a church or a school or a theater or someplace, you are not safe in a public place that does not allow guns. And many of the people were from Chicago. Chicago is gun-free. Okay? Chicago is supposed to be gun-free. You can't buy a gun in Chicago. You cannot buy ammunition in Chicago. Chicago has one of the highest murder rates in the country. So the idea that they did this whole scenario, that they did this hoax, quote unquote, in order to seize guns, is baloney, because it just doesn't work. And when you have gun control in a country, it's not the gun that kills people. What are they going to do if somebody dies at the hands of somebody with a knife? You're going to say ban all knives? If somebody runs up on the curb and kills 30 people, are you going to say, oh, no more cars? This is not about the control of the manner in which a person kills. It is about what has happened to our society that makes people so violent. What drugs are they on? What kind of TV are they watching? What has happened to the family unit that makes people do these crazy, crazy things? And I suggest that it has a lot more to do than with just deciding that you're going to go and do this. It takes a certain mindset. And in my book, I show the mindset of Adam Lanza from the time that he was born. He was a headbanger, didn't talk until he was three, he was on drugs. The kinds of drugs, Ritalin. My gosh, you put your child on Ritalin? That, in a list of 27 of the most dangerous drugs, Ritalin is halfway down the list as causing people to commit violence. You have black box labeling on many of the drugs that people take that suggests that this is going to cause suicide or homicide ideation. And my book is really about the scenario, the environment that is set up by allopathic medicine that is set up that is leading to all of this violence. It is not about one isolated case. It's about a nation that has gone crazy or out of touch with reality. You have children who no longer talk with each other. They're so busy texting. They have forgotten the ability to talk with each other. If you have a problem, used to be that you could talk with somebody. You could sit on the front porch and talk to your neighbor. And now, who is there to talk to? You make a lot more money in a 5-minute office call getting a prescription than sitting and talking with somebody for 50 minutes. And in fact, a lot of those psychologists, the psychology, the interviews, and the talking, they don't make as much money, and sometimes the insurance doesn't cover it. We're talking about the Affordable Health Care Act. We're talking about so many other aspects that goes into this case. You cannot make a case just because the government has lied. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And they make the case in the front of the book. They've lied about so darn many things that you believe that they lie about everything? Yeah, bad things happen, people. Bad things do happen. It does not mean that the government is involved in every bad thing that happens. Yes, the government was, like with the anthrax, which they mention, which Belichick mentions in the beginning of the book. Tom Ridge was the governor of Pennsylvania. In 2001, he became head of Homeland Security, and he made the statement. He said, "Oh, you don't need to worry about those letters containing anthrax anymore." Well, how the heck did he know? Okay, so he gives people are really, he gave himself away. How does he know? So of course you can't trust the government with everything they say. Of course you can't trust the media with everything they say. But my gosh, that doesn't mean that bad things don't happen to very good, decent human beings at the hands of other people. Okay? Okay, I'm done ranting. Let's take Joseph in Arizona. Joseph.
Do you think I could talk to you and you hear me out and let me hang up rather than have you hang up because I might say something that's offensive to somebody?
I didn't hang up on anybody. I don't control the phones. If people want to hang up, they can hang up. You know,
First of all, you mentioned about Lanza. There's very possibility that they went and they killed the Lanza's mother, brought him to that school and did the shooting, and then made it look like he committed suicide. This guy was on drugs. And then we had Klebold and Harris, who also were under influence of drugs. And in their religion, they teach these, they teach the people in their churches or synagogue, whatever you want to call them, to hate Christians because everything that belonged to Christian belonged to them. And then we go on to Adam Weishaupt, who said that he personally was going to destroy the family, religion, and nationalities.
Well,
because
well,
he was evicted.
You know, you're making this about something else. This has nothing to do with religion. This has something to do with
well,
the nation
I'm
as wind, a whole.
I'm going to try to wind up about gun control. First of all, in order for it to be an epidemic, if it was 10% of the people were killed with handguns, it would have to be 35 million people. For it to be 1% to be killed with to become an epidemic, there would have to be 3,500,000 people killed every year with a handgun. And for it to be half of 1%, it would have to be 35,000 people. And to be 0.1%, it would have to be 3,500.
You are more apt to be killed by allopathic medicine than you are to be killed by a handgun.
But as I said, I called and took the time out to explain to you. Diane Boxer wants gun control. Joe Lieberman wants gun control.
Of course they do. A lot of Congress want gun control.
What is the religious background who want gun control? And who was of the religious backing behind Abraham Lincoln?
I don't want to bring religion into this. This has nothing whatsoever to do with religion. This has to do with controlling the population. And you need
Do you know Judah Benjamin?
I'm not going to go there. Okay? Just not going to go there.
Friedman, a Woodbury Soap Company. Benjamin Friedman of Woodbury Soap Company.
Okay, this has nothing whatsoever to do with
Sandy Hook. Do you know about these people? Do you know about Adam Weishaupt?
Hey, this has nothing to do with Sandy Hook. This is a program. We're talking about Sandy Hook. We're not talking about the history of religion. Okay.
I'm not talking about. I'm trying to tell you who's behind gun control. This lobby only wants to disarm the American people because they can't do to us what they did to Russia. Find out who is actually behind funding the Russian Revolution.
This is about communism. This is about Sandy Hook. What happened to these beautiful, precious children at Sandy Hook? That is what we're talking about today. We're not going to talk about religion and who might be behind whatever. The entire Congress is behind gun control. The media is behind gun control. And, okay, we know that. That's a given.
How did they get the media?
We're talking about Sandy Hook. We really are talking about Sandy Hook, okay?
Sandy Hook was deliberately staged so they could get gun control.
The same
as the one that jumped out of that airplane, so they could take away your gun, disarmed you to where when you got off the airplane, you were defenseless until you opened your bag if you put your gun in the bag. These are all planned conspiracies,
Hook was a planned conspiracy?
My friend Joe Noggle was responsible for breaking the Omega Code, and Mr. Roosevelt, who planned the Second World War, is part of the thing about this gun control you're dealing with today. You know,
are you saying that Sandy Hook was a
Sandy
did not
Hook
happen?
Was deliberately staged to happen? Yes. They very well, the police wouldn't even go in there to defend those people.
The 28,000 people that live in Newtown were all in on it. All the people from out of town that came to their funerals, the open casket funerals, that was all staged. And all of these people were actors and actresses, And all of these children were that attended Sandy Hook Elementary School were all in on it, and not a single solitary person came forward and said, yes, it was all part of a hoax. You think that the little 10-year-old child or the little 8-year-old child decided that they would tell the truth? No. You think that they're going to actually do a FEMA drill in an elementary school? If that is the case, then I God help you. Okay? Thank you for your call. Let's take John in California.
Hello, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Why, Dave, are you still on?
Yeah, David, sir.
I'm just listening to everybody.
No, Dave, I just want to say thanks. I subscribe to American Free Press. I read the Spotlight from its inception, and with Liberty yes. Lobby, and I thank you for all the great work you've done.
I really appreciate that.
Anyway, a quick question on Sandy Hook. I've read about it, listened about it, and all that stuff. Was the school torn down?
Yes, the school was torn down.
Why did they tear it down? That's all I'm curious about.
Would you like to live in John Wayne Gacy's house?
Good answer. Anyway, no, I just out of curiosity. I never heard why they said they tore it down, Deanna. But I agree with both sides. Thank you know, like I said, all your good work, Dave's, everybody else, what they've tried to do. I think it comes down to the end. Like I said, this is one of the first school shooting. It won't be the last, unfortunately. It just keeps going, and whether it's a cycle of that, you know, it's too bad. And there's always innocents that get caught up in that, families, children, adults, whatever. And, you know, it's a sad thing that happens, whether the deep state, the government is got something behind it. It's unfortunate.
That's true. But here in my state of Florida now, teachers can be armed.
Which I think is good.
No, yeah. I think it's great. I think it's great. You know, if that's what they have to do, that so be it.
And, there should not be a gun-free zones where little children can be slaughtered like shooting fish in a barrel. Those children did not have a chance.
No, I agree.
Did not
with that.
Have
like
a chance.
Yeah.
And if the principal had a gun, she could have taken, and she would have, because she was that kind of a person. She would have protected those children. Those teachers stood in front of their children and tried to protect them. If that principal had had a gun, this would not have happened.
Yeah, and it's too bad it had to come to that. You have to arm them. If that's the only way to do it, if the population, law enforcement just doesn't get the message, that's what you got to do until you change it, where the mores, the psychologics and all that, you know, doesn't happen overnight. It may not happen in our lifetime, but that's what is led to this, and it's you know, I don't know what may be a final, but who knows?
Right.
Anyway, thanks for all the good work, both of you. Keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was very nice. Yeah, it's, you know, look, it is a, you know, for whatever reason, it's something that happens here in this country. And I know in China, there are many instances where adults will go into kindergarten schools with hammers and knives.
Right.
There's something wrong with these people, obviously.
Right.
You know, and I'm very happy that teachers can arm themselves here in Florida, because I have a son in school.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's very simple. You know, you want to come into a school and do something like that, and you're going to know that, you know, there's a possibility you're going to get shot.
Right.
So I'm all for that. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in, and we cannot put children's lives, you know, at risk like that, the way that they are. So it sucks.
It does. Did we have another caller? There's somebody. Okay. It is unfortunate. They also tore down the Lanza home, which, of course they would. My gosh. Who would want to live in a house that Adam Lanza lived in? Who would want to live any place where such horrible things occurred? It just makes sense. It's not part of some kind of a scheme. And of course, the people that tore the school down, had to sign waivers that they would not take anything from the school. They would not talk about things. Because quite frankly, there are enough crazy people out there who collect memorabilia, or what they consider memorabilia, from scenes such as this. And there would be a market for items from the Sandy Hook Elementary School, because there are people crazy enough that would want garbage like that.
Yeah.
So of course they had to sign things. It just makes sense.
Well, how can people get your book?
Oh, they can purchase it at Amazon, and or my website. You can get a PDF file of it, so it's readily available. And of course, you can read all the articles at screeningsandyhook.net, which I cover a lot of things. I cover most of what has been talked about, what I've been challenged about by Pat Shannon, because like I say, if I write something in a 700-page book, I don't have to remember all the stuff that I write. And I finished that book. It came out in 2015. That's 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago it came out. And so I'm not going to remember on which page everything is. But if you have a Kindle edition, or I have a great index in all my books, or go to the website. If you really want to know, and if you really want to be objective instead of going along with the crowd, then you'll read what is said. You'll look at the website associated with the investigation. Look at the other side, people. All I'm asking for is some objectivity.
That's too much to ask for.
Dave, thank you so much for being on the program. You're just a delight to talk with us.
Thanks, Deanna.
Okay. Talk later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Talk to you next week.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.